The Minister of State at the Presidency in charge of public-private partnership, Alhaji Rashid Pelpool, has challenged the Chartered Institute of Marketing to use its professional skills to woo investors into the country. He said there are a lot of untapped potentials in various sectors of the economy that could turn the fortunes of the people if well marketed to the global community. Alhaji Pelpool said government has already created the enabling environment with laws that protect the interest of investors as well as private individuals who want to partner government in a win-win situation. Alhaji Pelpool, who is also MP for WA Central, said this at the annual marketing conference of the Chartered Institute of Marketing Ghana in Accra. George Asikri reports.
Alhaji Rashid Pelpool said the challenge facing the economy is as a result of years of reliance on the primary sector of the economy, tax evasion, and recently the hike in the wage bill. He said the economy recorded 13.5 budgetary deficit in the first quarter of this year. Alhaji Pelpool said government intends building the new airport in Accra on public-private partnership basis. Likewise, the 10 colleges of education, the 200 senior high schools, roads, hospitals and many other projects. He therefore called on the private sector to partner government to provide these laudable projects to make life more comfortable for the masses. Alhaji Pelpool said his office is open to all and called on people with proposals on how best to invest on public-private partnership basis to come forward.
They are unable to pay taxes because they are not just to partner but to make them to lead the
A public-private partnership specialist at the Ministry of Finance, Sabino Escobel Zamora, said Parliament has already enacted a national policy on PPP, which spells out clearly the rules in private-public partnership. He said his home country, Mexico, had similar problems like Ghana with three-digit interest rate and inflation rate of 27% at the time it vigorously embarked on PPP, which successfully turned the fortunes of Mexico. He assured investors of a fair deal, saying the legal regime in Ghana is already in place and urged them to come and invest. The founder of Salt and Light Ministry, Joyce Ayi, asked government to put in place measures that will ensure that the ordinary people do not lose their jobs as a result of foreigners coming to invest. She said the practice where some foreign investors come into the country with even their own laborers must be stopped.
George Asikri reporting.